It was one I was prepared for. You know, I wanted to, you know, learn how to play the position. You know, so I went there because they had two receivers that played it before me. And I think it actually helped me that I played running back before because, you know, took my game to another level. Had more of a, you know, aggressive mentality when I caught the ball in my finishes and, you know, end result were more yards after contact. Well, I mean, you know, professionals is professionals. You know, colleges try to do their best to emulate, you know, what they do at that level. So USC ran a pro style under Lane Kiffin, and then, you know, they ran pro style concepts, but with a up-tempo beat with Sarkisian. So very similar in terms of concepts and route tree in a way, but at the same time, you know, you can only try to get as close as you can to the NFL. Weighed in this morning at 198. Height was 6 foot. In terms of character, a professional. Everything I do, I want to do it the right way. I want to prepare. And as a player, I want to let them know that I'm a reliable player, consistent in many ways. And I play the game of football, you know. Preparation. I think I prepare, you know, on routes, you know. I take a lot of, you know, reps in practice, and I have a lot of focus when I, you know, train. And I think it helps me, you know, run routes when it's time for game day. Well, some guys lean on to, you know, pure athleticism, and that's something that came to me a little later in my life, you know, and so I had the fundamentals of, you know, preparation installed to me earlier. So I kept them going on, and when the athleticism rose, you know, I just merged both of them together. Well, when I was growing up, I wasn't always the quickest guy, fastest guy. I mean, you know, in high school, you know, when I started playing running back, I started to see myself become a little bit more explosive. You know, I developed a better stride, and, you know, I was able to move a little bit better. And then that just matched up with the, you know, the preparation that I've always had. It was a transition. I mean, if a team told me I was going to play running back in college, then I think today I'll be sitting here saying I was going to be a college running back. It's very valuable because, you know, it puts you in a position where you have many tools. You know, as a receiver, if you've been playing the position, you think, you know, reception, you know, you're just worried about possessions. As a running back, you're thinking big play every time. So to have that mentality as a receiver to think big play every time, when you catch the ball, you're going vertical and you're going for six. You're not really worried about first downs. You know, when contact comes, you're not falling down. You're trying to run through contact and keep going. Most recently, Antonio Brown is a guy with a running back type mentality when he catches the ball. I mean, and Reggie Wayne has always been a consistent receiver that I respected. And I have a lot of respect for a lot of the pro receivers. I watch a lot of them, from A.J. Green, you know, to some of the new guys, you know, Sammy Watkins, Odell Beckham. But, I mean, some veterans like Larry Fitzgerald, you know, Reggie Wayne, and Antonio Brown would be the ones that I've watched the most. I've only met with one team. That was yesterday. Formally, was the Cleveland Browns. Every other team was informal, and it's been good. You know, we just chopped it up, talk ball, and just have a good feel for each other. Not yet. We have not met yet, but I look forward to it.
How close are you to Marquise Lee? Keep in touch with him at all?
Yeah, I do.
Process in his first year.
He told me, you know, to have fun, you know, prepare, but have fun and be, you know, be comfortable. Be comfortable in my game, be comfortable in myself. You know, that's something that sometimes when you get on a stage like this, some guys kind of forget.
No, so you were very clearly the guy when you were the receiver today. What
a team start trying to do to take you away? Because the ball's coming away a lot.
I mean, you'll see multiple coverages, you know. The objective is to, you know, stop guys and make plays. So I just made the opportunities that came my way. He definitely made the dream a reality to me. You know, I share that with a lot of people. If it wasn't for Coach Sy, I wouldn't be in this position I am today. You know, he told me about, you know, the right work ethic and, you know, preparing and, you know, living the right way, and it can do many things for you. Here I am today.
Some people have you on the radar of the Chargers. What are your thoughts on the team now for five?
I would love to play for any team that thinks enough of me to draft me. Informally, I had time to speak with the Broncos, the Eagles, the Rams, the Bills, the Dolphins. Last night was kind of fun.
Speed dating.
I was 4-year letterman in high school as a running back. In college, you know, flirted around with being in the backfield a little bit, running routes out of the backfield, never took direct handoffs. I like it a lot, just as much as I like catching the ball. You know, it's all about getting the ball in your hands as a receiver, as a playmaker. Easily. I mean, if that's what they want me to do, I like how, you know, Green Bay has a guy like Randall Cobb in the backfield running, you know, the out routes, the swings. He's always the hot, you know, hot read in many situations. You know, it's part of my game I want to have. I think it's very important to who you are, and it increases your value. You're every down receiver. You know, they talk about every down backs. There's some receivers you can't keep in the game, you know, all downs. I want to be the guy that you never sub out. I want to be the guy that you can run behind. I want to be the guy you can throw on first down, guy you go deep to, doesn't matter. Or the guy you put in the backfield to get, you know, exotic.
Where do you feel you are at in terms of your down block?
I love the block. It's something that I want to consistently do. It's a part of the game. I mean, I had many meetings where I told coaches, you know, I thought it was the best part about being in a pro-style offense, having receivers have blocking responsibilities, because it opened up a lot of your play actions.
Is there any worry about when you're on returns, oh, I'm going to get injured on special teams and they can't contribute on offense?
You don't worry about injury, you know. It's a game of football. You just play. You prepare, you train, you lift, and you condition your body so that you're healthy. And then you just play from there. Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to share earlier. I mean, it's all about trying to score. You don't get the ball just to convert first downs or 4 or 5 yards. When you catch the ball, you're going to score. That's my mentality. I mean, somebody else, you know, whatever team I go to, they tell me to, you know, slow down a little bit, then I'll do that. But my game plan is to try to score every time I touch it. That's between them. My belief is to try to score every time I touch it.
What do you remember about McCoy during the season when your offense started to pick up the tempo and kind of turned the corner with the explosiveness?
It was exciting. It was exciting to see many people, you know, touch the football. I mean, in different ways. It was exciting to get more plays ran. And that was, you know, Coach Sark's game plan the whole time. You know, it takes a little while, you know, to get comfortable, to know people's personality. Even though you get spring ball and all that stuff, until you're, you know, thrown out there with live bullets, it's not the same, you know. And we had to get our feet wet a little bit. I am not sure. You know, through your sheet, they have different room numbers, no names. I wish there were names so I could do a little research before I go in there first. But, you know, it's all good. I have not, but I would love to. I'm a Tampa guy. I think that would be a great deal.
Yeah, I mean, you grew up there. Were there any other players?
Defensive guys. Rondé Barber, you know, John Lynch. I played corner in high school. I actually had a chance in high school to take a picture in a magazine with Rondé Barber. And Rondé Barber is a special guy, you know. He's a good person, plays the game of football the right way. And, you know, I want at the end of the day have somebody think enough of me to say the same things. Yeah, he made, you know, the Tampa 2 so effective because he played both. He was able to bait the quarterback to try to throw the under route and picked it off multiple times. I mean, Rondé had a good instinct for what he did. I think one of the smartest positions out there is in the defensive secondary because you have to have a good feel for the field. You know, you're getting multiple routes thrown at you, having different schemes thrown at you. You have to have eyes everywhere. So when I played corner, it had me thinking more. So now as a receiver, I didn't just react. I thought more, you know, about everything.
How do you stack up against other receivers in this year's draft class?
Very different, you know, compared to a lot of guys. I think a lot of these guys have, you know, a lot of traits. I think I'm multiple in many ways where I want to be the guy you keep in the game 24/7. You know, if a team already has a number one, you know, I want to contribute equivalent to a number one or be the number one. No, not yet. I saw him at my little sister's track meet when his daughter was running, but I didn't say anything to him.
When was this?
2 weeks ago, probably.
As you made the decision to ask right now, what made this the right season for you to enter the NFL?
I progressed, you know, from year two to year three. It was always about progressing. And when I left, you know, college, I looked back at everything and I said, you know what? I never took a step back each day. I didn't miss a practice. I didn't, you know, face injury. It was all about progression each day. I thought my mentality was always
Houston
at a constant
Texans
rise.
Head coach Bill O'Brien, podium A. Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien, podium A.
Fast, you know. I have more of a controlled speed, more than, you know, track speed. I want to continue to, you know, progress in terms of, you know, running mechanics and different things like that, but I think I want to be a fast route runner more than I want to be, you know, a fast straight line guy.
Thanks, guy.
Eugene Parker.